It's an early morning in the hallway of the Young Children's Program, or YCP, at James Madison University. The preschool has been collecting non-perishable food items for about a month for migrant families in Harrisonburg. But this food drive is a little different. The groceries are displayed on tables resembling a makeshift grocery store, and parents and kids are given a box to decorate and then fill with foods.
Can I carry? Sure, I can carry. Do you want to put some salt in there? Or some beans or rice?
Each child gets a sheet with the number of family members and the ages of the children. Then the kids shop for items based on what they think each family needs. It's the YCP Grocery Store, the brainchild of administrators at both the YCP and the Shenandoah Valley Migrant Program, and it's in its second year. For both organizations, the food drive is invaluable. Migrant families receive boxes full of food during the holidays, and the preschoolers feel more connected.
I think it teaches the children about being part of a community and how do we contribute in that community. It teaches them about sharing. It teaches them respect for other people and just that ability to see beyond their own little worlds.
Pat Kennedy is the director of the YCP. She says the idea of a grocery store for preschoolers to pick foods to give to others fits perfectly into the curriculum at the YCP, where fostering community goes hand in hand with real life experiences.
And this month we're working on Dr. Ken Ginsberg's 7 C's of Resiliency, and the C for this month is contribution, right? I matter, and I can help other people and make a difference. So this is a real good hands-on experience for the children, seeing that they do matter and some of the things that they can make a difference in their community.
The kids at the YCP love filling their boxes. They get to pick out a variety of foods, sometimes making up the names of foods when they don't recognize them.
So we put in some of these.
What are those?
These are kind of like raisins, and they are, but they're seed raisins. And you can eat them too. And my mother put in some cereal. That's yum.
The grocery store idea pairs well with the primary mission of the Shenandoah Valley Migrant Program, which is to help migrant students here obtain education. SVMP works with families who have moved to the area in the last 3 years and helps with tutoring, literacy programs, interpreting, and other services. Olga Baltazar is a family advocate for the SVMP. She works with families that have children ranging from infants to high schoolers. She says that the need is great during this time of year, especially when children are out of school for extended periods of time.
So I would say like the challenges and why we're doing this is that families are used to like, oh, my kid's going to go to school. It's going to give food from there. But then on Thanksgiving break or Christmas break, students are home. But then the parents are still away at work. They don't have like healthy snacks at home. They don't have someone to cook for them. So hopefully with this help from the YCP program is that we'll be able to provide a pantry box that they will last them for a little while, and then there'll be healthy items that they don't necessarily have to cook.
Nancy Resendez is the Family and Migrant Coordinator with the SVMP.
Yeah, definitely. They're really appreciative of it. And I know that some of our kids whose moms work night shift and aren't available, the kids just run through that because we go back and see them during, like before we go out for Christmas break. And the kids are just running through these items like super quickly because they're not in school, so they're having to eat. So I know they appreciate it and I know they're using it. And so that's, I think, what's most rewarding for us, knowing that they have something and that they actually are using it and they appreciate it.
We need to give migrant families foods because they don't have enough food.
The preschoolers seem to be learning the lesson of giving one colorful box at a time. For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.